Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS First Half 2020 Financial Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, Chief Executive Officer of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this conference, which from my side will be as short as possible, given that when things are doing well, doesn't worth to spend too much time in self-congratulating. So basically, I think that we must be happy also as a signal of the country resilience to the pandemic crisis, that from the day of the opening, as of this I can say as of today, sales level has remained more or less in line with last year. So the second quarter generated this minus 18% that that corresponds to the days of lockdown, and also August and September with some internal differentiation, but overall generated positive sales, slightly positive versus last year. Even more important, but I think that the resilience of sales in this moment is probably the most important signal. That means that the company perception continues to be the perception of a brand that delivers goods which are somehow indispensable, not only discretionary consumption related, but also basic product that people need to solve daily family issues, which is exactly the positioning of OVS as a family brand. Worthwhile to notice that, contrary to what some people think, which is that OVS is not developing an appropriate online strategy, I believe that the growth which has been experienced, and by the way, which is continuing in these days, even if at a lower pace compared to the 86% that we posted during the third quarter, demonstrates that once people need to buy digital, they go OVS, they buy OVS. Once people doesn't need to buy digital, they go in the store, given that we have more than 1,000 stores in the country. Profitability-wise, two elements that worth being underlined: a great discipline in avoiding fighting with other brands in markdown, as we announced even to our competitor this time during the lockdown period. We were not supportive of a strategy of heavy markdown after the reopening, and we remained consistent with this declaration. Conscious that people that were stopping their buying for 2.5 months were subject to be requiring new goods independently from the price, and this happened. So this is the first reason why we had a much better gross profit, coupled with the decision to postpone the sales to August, which has been another good decision, because I can tell since now that not only we posted a much higher gross margin in July, but also in August, the dynamic of the top line has been so healthy that in spite of higher markdown compared to August last year, obviously, the absolute margin generated has been in line with the one generated last year, which is, in my opinion, a good demonstration that the postponement of the sales has been very fruitful. Then, obviously, cost control at any level. Only a small part generated by Cassa Integrazione, so by the state, and in the biggest portion generated by a lot of actions, like reduction of the timing of opening the store. We had many stores which has been opening 1 hour or 1.5 hour less compared to the normal, because we didn't want to over deliver level of service to our customer, and trying to do this, the impact of the sales reduction has been very modest, but the cost of labor reduction has been really material. Then overhead reduction, then rent reduction, etc. So all the cost lines has been interested by this exercise. And finally, as we said, I believe that even if we were conscious that we should have received the new financing from the state, because we had all the condition to justify, to legitimate these assumptions, nevertheless, we decided to be extremely conservative in the working capital management. And last, by managing payables and cost in a very prudent way, without incurring in any kind of tension with our suppliers, and we must be thankful to their relation with us, thanks to which we didn't experience any trouble in either services or delivery of goods. On the other side, I think that it worth also underlining the capacity that we had to activate flexibility in the way we managed our sourcing by reducing in-season order. So, and this is only because, as some of you might have been, might have the patience to listen, we activated more and more in-season buying, in-season order, and we have been able to stop and or delay deliveries in the month of May, June, to the advantage of the inventory. In fact, the inventory increase has been extremely low compared to the potential effect on the inventory, which has been, which should have been generated by the lack of cost of goods sold. Basically, the lower sales level generated by the lockdown period, more than 200 million, should have implied almost 90-100 million of higher inventory. And finally, we didn't experience such a big increase, and the inventory increase has been only, I think, 40 million, something like that. I think that our presentation is giving you a lot of evidences of the main driver of or the main results of the actions which I summarized. Maybe it's worth only to add a couple of points. We wanted to introduce a couple of slides relating our physical and digital customer experience by saying that we believe that in Italy still the demand for value product acquired through the online channel is very limited. There has been a strong increase during the lockdown reported by CITA, Nielsen, etc., and we enjoyed a very high increase during the days of the lockdown, but according to our sources, once the lockdown has been over, even the growth rate of this market has been very modest. As of today, according to the last figure, the market in July, August is growing by 15-20%, and we are growing by 50%. And this probably is also driven by some new feature that we introduced in our digital experience. We believe that in this moment we are very well positioned in order to be able to enjoy, if any, material growth of the digital market will characterize our country. And in the two pages, we tried to provide you a summary of all the services that we are offering to our customer. And once we compare, which I'm doing regularly, with other international players which are very active in the e-commerce, I don't think we are second to them. I don't think it's very important, but Corriere della Sera yesterday or 2 days ago reported OVS as one of the most interesting or best website. As you can see, after Pull&Bear and a few others, we are number 6, better than Bershka, Stradivarius, Zara, H&M, etc. I don't pay too much attention to these statistics, but at least they don't consider the website of OVS as the last or the worst in class. Another important aspect that we didn't mention in our press release is also maybe giving to the one of you that might have a curiosity an answer. I ask to myself every month, is it still interesting to open new stores in this challenging environment? And the answer is yes, to the extent that the new store are located in very attractive catchment areas that in many cases are second-tier catchment areas now with lower competition, or to the extent that they are the result of a kind of, call it, cleaning of our network. We are continuously trying to improve the quality of the existing network. And so if in one side we are opening still some store, we are also involved in a plan of reducing the number of stores. And in this moment, there is such a huge availability of space at very attractive rate in the market that we gave 30 notice of termination to landlords with the aim of, in part of that, just negotiating better the rent, but in most of them, because we really want to stop these operations, because we want to relocate in other stores. With this activity, we will close. We foresee that we will close about 30 stores in the next 12 months, for a total turnover of 20 million. And the EBITDA, which is related to these stores, also after the pandemic crisis, is going to be zero. So some of the stores were losing 20, 30, 40,000. Euro each, so very small amounts. Some of the stores were making 20,000-30,000, but we are not interested in keeping stores with 20,000 euro store EBITDA. So basically, this activity will generate a better quality in the profile of the store network, and will improve, will generate a bit of accretive effect on the EBITDA by reducing the working capital involved. Maybe as a last couple of comments, already I told something regarding the sales in August and September. The sales as of today, August and September, as subsequent events, are slightly positive, as a combination of a very good August, a very good start of September, Then, with the exception of the last 3 days, we had a negative performance only generated by two aspects, in our opinion. Up to three days ago, weather was very warm in Italy, and after the first decade of September, normally customer buy only if weather is supportive, start maybe raining or some colder day. But even most importantly, the delay of the school and the confusion with the school start that created a sort of disorientation in the customers. But in the last 3 days, sales are up versus last year again because the weather is normalizing and getting a bit colder. Also, I remember that last year, September, was a very, very good year, so it was a difficult comparison. Couple of words about Piombo. As you might have seen from the press, Piombo corner has been opened, and this is a very important step for our company. I think it is the first time a company value positioning like OVS is cooperating on a structural way, on a systematic way with the designer, not making just capsule, but creating the condition for a permanent cooperation and the typical customer to which we aim to be able to discuss is you guys. So people which are between the 30 and the 50, people which are either lawyer or bankers or commercialista, professionals. So basically people who has the need to dress well, but not necessarily with the passion to spend crazy amounts like managers or myself are doing. So we hope that with this strategy we will be able to attract millions of Italians which maybe yesterday were only looking at Boggi or I don't want to say other names. So I think in this moment in OVS an adult or a young adult can find an excellent combination of quality and style at incredibly affordable prices. And for the time being, that's it. So happy to receive your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. The first question is from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. A couple of questions. The first is related to the trend in the gross profit. You were commenting, you were explaining that the price discipline was key. Should we expect so the gross profit to continue to be up year on year also in the second part of the year? So are you sticking to this price discipline? The second question is on the top line performance. So if I'm not wrong, so your guidance of around 1 billion should suggest much more, say, prudent outlook for the second half. So I wonder if you are, say, what are the reasons why, say, you are sticking to this guidance why don't you think that the current, say, stable, flattish performance or even slightly positive, you were commenting, is more reasonable guidance for the second half?
Well, on the gross profit, I think that if we have no surprises from the market, which might force us to change our strategy, we will continue being very disciplined in the markdown. So we heavily reduced our total intake since the period of the pandemic. So we decided to be prudent, to stop some order. And so we are starting the second half with a lower merchandising compared to last year. And as you remember, the portion of the merchandising that we didn't order is just the what we call the reworked, so product that was already in the inventory last year, which has been included in the planning activity as new. So basically, there is no reason in this moment why to believe that we have to increase markdown compared to the present strategy. During the Black Friday, the idea is not to be very aggressive, and an increase in markdown would only depend from a very bad performance in the months of October, November, and December, in which case we should be forced to increase markdown in January. But in terms of strategy, we don't expect to change this approach to markdown. Nicola is suggesting me something regarding Nicola, do you want to mention?
The second half phase to reach 1 billion, that is the guidelines. So last year we performed 720 million sales in the second half. If we consider the embedded sales in the first half, there is about 675 million to reach the 1 billion target sales.
Which means 50 million less, which means out of 720, 7% lower sales. I think that given the number of given the numbers of the epidemic in Italy still now, it's, I think it's prudent to continue assuming this. And this is also our assumption in terms of intake. So we have acquired the goods in order to comply with this expectation. If the market will enable us to do better, this will be extremely healthy, not only in terms of top line and gross margin, but also in terms of inventory, because the total intake we committed to buy for the second half is coherent with these assumptions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Luca Bacoccoli with Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Two questions from my side. The first one is on the top line trend during the first semester, or better, in the second quarter, which was really positive. And I was wondering if there's any trading down explaining the flattish sales in the second quarter, which could also have some positive spillovers also in the next two quarters. And the second one regards the cost-cutting measures. On the slides, you mentioned 27 million savings, cost savings. I was wondering to what extent those 27 million savings can be replicable also in the two next quarters, given that the cassa integrazione is going to be probably lower, and if the sales are okay, you should provide an increased service to the customers. Thank you.
To be honest, I think I missed understanding the first of your questions.
Well, I try to rephrase in this way. For sure, OVS offering is for has a low fashion content, and so people buy OVS brands or Rubin brand because they need it. So I was wondering if, in addition to that, there are some customers which are trading down, so they are looking for stuff which cost less because of the uncertainty of the economy. And so if this is the case, according to you, because this is really, I think, difficult to,
okay,
to understand, it can continue also in the coming 2 quarters.
Thank you for the question. Now I got the meaning of your question. It's difficult to predict in which amount, in which extent the sales that you risk to lose because of the crisis will be compensated or more than compensated by a trading down effect. For sure, the introduction of things like Piombo are giving an answer exactly to the expectation that there will be in the market a need of trading down from a part of our customers. How much this has impacted the second Q, I believe that this depends more from the fact that our position is less fashion sensitive, less kind of macroeconomic trend sensitive, because basically a material amount of the stuff that people buy in OVS is in between a fashion item and a commodity. And we try all the time to provide to commodities the fashion touch. This is our mission. But we don't miss realizing that once we sell kids, for instance, we sell things that mother need to buy because the kid has born or because the kid is changing size. So basically what we have seen in the second quarter has been a decrease of traffic, a heavy decrease of traffic, and a very high level of franchise from our customer, because less traffic and much higher conversion rate, much higher ticket, means that we didn't meet people that had just the pleasure to make a walk and to have fun when they buy, but also that we satisfy the primary needs. So I think this is a bit coherent with our positioning. What we try to insist doing is to put kind of a twist in the quality of what we do in order to convince also people which are looking for something which is nice to buy it, and this is the trading down maybe effect. But on the other side, I believe that the biggest explanation in the second quarter dynamics is that OVS is the brand of Italians. Most of Italians, when they have to make a choice, once under pressure because of the unemployment, the risk, they want to increase the rate of savings and they want to be more disciplined in what they buy. They know that if they buy OVS, they buy quality, they buy prices, good prices, they buy a reliable brand. So I think that this is the most important explanation of the dynamic in the second quarter. Then, as far as concerns the saving, even here, not easy to tell how much of the total saving will be permanent. There will be some of them that will be permanent. All the headquarter reduction, say 2-3 million, maybe, is going to be permanent for a total year effect of about 10 million. While another important rate of the savings has been generated by the reduction of the time shift, the less hour paid in the store personnel, and we hope that this reduction will be temporary, because we hope that with the recovery of the market, which we assisted, for instance, in August, we will bring to the benefit of the profit and loss a higher top line and gross margin, but we will also have some labor cost increase linear with the performance of the sales. In other words, in the second quarter, I think that we reacted to the sales reduction in a way that we don't want to maintain forever, because otherwise it would mean that we are not providing an appropriate level of service. But let's say as follows, if needed, we will continue to activate a similar cost reduction, because as I said, the impact of Cassa Integrazione benefit in the second quarter has not been very, very important. And all the other cost reduction measures will be continued if necessary and gradually released if not necessary.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Francesco Brilli with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. Just a couple of questions from my side. One is from for CapEx. I think the second quarter, an acceleration in capital expenditure, and I wanted to ask what we should expect in the coming quarters, if the run rate will be more similar to the second quarter, and what to expect to the full year. And the second quarter is on, probably I didn't catch correctly, but if you can repeat the timing of the closure of the stores that you were mentioning before.
Okay, on the CapEx, I don't have a granular quarterly distribution of CapEx. I can confirm that approximately 35 million will be the total CapEx for the full year. I don't know now how much of this will be in the third and in the fourth. But the 35 million that has been provided to you as a general indication will be maintained. And as far as concern the second question, that was the closure of the store. Yes, that we believe that we will close 30 of the existing stores in the next 12 to 18 months, mostly as a result of the early termination notice that we gave. It doesn't mean that we will not open some other new store. There will be some new store replacing these stores, or some new opening that we will regard mostly franchising store, on which we plan to continue opening several stores, or few UPIM DOS, where the potential in the pipeline of opening is very interesting. By the way, we opened several UPIM full format in the last couple of months with excellent result, and particularly with a lot of appreciation for CROF, the home decoration format, which is considered by some of our customers as a very interesting alternative to Zara Home. Mm-hmm. But to be precise with your question, 30 full format, mostly small full format DOS store, no performing well, are under closure in the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
I have three additional questions. The first is on the payable side. Should we expect a full normalization in payables by year-end, or it will take longer? So what's your view on that? Second question is on the advertising marketing spending. Are you planning for a second half of this year similar to last year, so normalization also year-on-year in this kind of spending? And the last is a question on the M&A side. So I'm trying to understand if you are looking more deeply into M&A opportunities, or if you are sticking to your comment that you gave during the July, in which you were saying, okay, something that you can consider, but not really the priority at the moment, if I remember well.
As far as concerned the payable, I confirm that at year end there will be not any more overdue or postponement in payable. So all the present extension of payment terms will be covered. So there will be no more overdue by year end. In terms of marketing, we are budgeting for the full year. I don't remember exactly the component of the second part, but we are planning a material reduction compared to last year of about 3.5 million. And I think we'll be in line with this. Maybe we will spend half a million more to sustain Piombo, but nothing that that is dramatically changing the global approach to marketing. On M&A, no, we don't have any M&A operation in our pipeline. We have, vice versa, a negotiation, as has been also discussed by Conad to the press, so we cannot deny, as I think we told during the former conference, that there is a negotiation in place regarding about 20 stores, maybe 18 in this moment, but this is not an M&A. This is just a very fast and, let me say, attractive way for us to replace and to enter in empty space left empty by the activity of space reduction, which the big surfaces of the food industry, so hypermarket, are forced to do. And in this case, there is no goodwill to be paid. There is no kind of a price to be paid for a company. We only had the opportunity to look at a very interesting portfolio of footprint of space in a very interesting shopping mall. We have been offered about 40, 45. We selected about 20, the best ones, and we will pay a very interesting rent level. I prefer to remain a bit prudent because the negotiation is not over and the final agreement has not been signed, but it will be an acceleration of our growth, mostly on UPIM, to compensate the 30 store that we will close. So basically we will lose 20 million of modest quality turnover with the closure which I announced, and we will replace it with about 35, 40 million of high quality turnover with a very good accretive effect in our group EBITDA.
Okay, thank you. And maybe just the last question on, you were commenting on the traffic that is still lagging behind last year level. To what extent? So what is the level of traffic? Do you think that sooner or later, maybe it will take 3 months, 6 months, but we will back to the same traffic, or different, really different approach to consumption, so people may be less interested in just visiting the store, and so it's something more structural?
They will be part of a, partially we became structural, I believe, but not in the same extent we have seen in the months immediately after the lockdown. For instance, in August, traffic increased.
Okay.
It means that once the customer has a good reason to buy, in that case was the sales, traffic in the store increased. So we don't perceive a real concern of our customer to visit the store. I think that the habit of wearing a mask when they enter in a store has been well absorbed and is getting very common and usual. So I don't think people is scary of visiting our store. They are developing more rational habits probably, and they buy when they need and they buy more. So instead of privileging other kind of format, I think that they like to come in OVS. This I hope will continue, because we believe that we are, as a matter of fact, one aspect I didn't mention, in every month, this I can tell you in full transparency, in any month we overachieved, we overperformed compared to the market. So 2-3 points in every month, and even more than 10 points in August. And speaking with my competitors, I know that they are not as happy as am I. This means, in my opinion, that certain formats more related to women and fashion will suffer more than other formats more related to families. The market will sell much less party dress in the next 18 months, probably, simply because there will be much less party. So I think that there will be a more conscious behavior. People will buy a bit less pieces. They will look for a bit more quality. They will look for garments that will last more. And I think that all this is, in my opinion, very interesting compared to our positioning.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone.
Okay, so...
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered. Excuse me, there is a follow-up question from Marco Baccario with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a quick one. Can you update us on the amount of savings you are achieving from rents renegotiation and how much of this could go also into next year?
The way we approached the negotiation has been the following. Instead of obliging them, oblige is not the right word, but basically insisting with them to redesign and restructure all the agreement for the next coming year, we preferred to have what I believe is a fair approach. We said, listen, this year is a nightmare. We are losing 50% of our EBITDA, more or less, and you must cooperate with this situation. So we pretend rent reduction for the full year, not only for the lockdown period. And these negotiations are moving forward very fruitfully, with many negotiated already concluded, some big groups still reluctant to provide all the discounts we are asking, but we are convinced that in the next coming months, before the year end, we will achieve most of our important target for 2020. Then the agreement with them is that the game is not over. We have to sit down in November, December. Once we understand if and which will be the more permanent traffic decrease in the mall, in the store, in the streets, and once having understood what is going to become more structural, we will negotiate for the remaining years of the agreements. In some case, we know that there will be stores that will be suffer more than others, depending from locations and shopping mall versus street, city center versus retail park, etc. big cities like Milan, heavily impacted by the smart worker, and small cities where the traffic is increasing, because we are assisting to a very scattered behavior. So once this trend will be more clear, we will sit in order to restructure the agreement for the next coming year. It might generate a minus 5, minus 10 early, to be said, but for sure there will be a second wave of negotiations in the last quarter, and this wave of negotiation will impact the next coming years. Maybe one thing I didn't elaborate for you, and I think is interesting, really we suffered in the touristic city, which for us are not very important, even if Venice store, Florence store suffered hugely. But in some catchment areas, we had like-for-like growth. So it also means that the people that were used to buy downtown Milan, but they live in Baggio or they live in the neighbors of Milan, they buy more in the nearby store other than in the high street store. And this is very interesting for us because we have a penetration which is differentiating our position compared to other competitors, probably, in our favor.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so in this case, thanks to all of you for your attention, and looking forward to meeting you in 3 months from now. Arrivederci.